by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 5th of April. It's 2007. It's the birthday of the philosopher Thomas Hobbes, born in Westport in Wiltshire, England, 1558. His most famous work is Leviathan, in which he argued that the natural state of human beings is to be at war with one another, and so without a strong central government, human society would collapse into chaos. His book established his theory of the social contract, which is the idea that people are willing to give up some of their rights to a governmental power in order to gain security for themselves. But the book was controversial even among Hobbes's friends and allies because it included the idea that if government does not adequately protect people's security, they have the right to reject that government. It was on this day in 1614 John Rolfe and Pocahontas got married in Jamestown, Virginia, an English colony. The story of Pocahontas became an American legend, been told many, many times, and many versions distort the facts by focusing on her supposed relationship with John Smith and ignoring her marriage to John Rolfe. The story went that Smith was captured by the Powhatan Indians, was about to be clubbed to death when young Pocahontas ran out and saved his life. But many people think that John Smith made up most of that story, and also the story about the romance between him and Pocahontas, a romance that was included in the animated movie Pocahontas by Disney, which came out about 12 years ago. It was John Rolfe, however, that Pocahontas married, and it wasn't that passionate a romance. He did it for the good of the colony and to make peace with Indian tribes. And it's the birthday of the poet Algernon Charles Swinburne, born in London, 1837, a poet who loved to read his own work out loud, and before he would go over to a friend's house, he would put his manuscript in his breast pocket with it sticking up so everybody could see it. If they didn't see it, he would make sure to mention it and waited for somebody to say, "Well, go ahead and read it." And he'd say, "Well, I had no intention of doing that, but as long as you ask," and then he would. Here's a poem for today by Jaredith Marin entitled Family Reunion. The divorced mother and her divorcing daughter, the about-to-be ex-son-in-law and the ex-husband's adopted son, the divorcing daughter's child, who is the step-nephew of the ex-husband's adopted son, everyone cordial, the ex-husband's second wife, friendly to the first wife, warm to the divorcing daughter's child's great-grandmother, who was herself long ago divorced. Everyone grown used to the idea of divorce. Almost everyone has separated from the landscape of a childhood. Collections of people in cities are divorced from clean air and stars. Toddlers in daycare are parted from working parents, school children from the assumption of unbloodied day-long safety. Old people die apart from all they've gathered over time and in strange beds. Adults grow estranged from a god evidently divorced from history. Most are cut off from their own histories, each of which waits like a child left at daycare. What if you turned back for a moment and put your arms around yours? Yes, you might be late for work. No, your history doesn't smell sweet like a toddler's head. But look at those small round wrists, that short-legged comical walk. Caress your history. Who else will? Promise to come back later. Pay attention when it asks you simple questions. Where are we going? Is it scary? What happened? Can I have more now? Who is that? A poem, Family Reunion, by Jaredith Marin, from Bat Ode, published by the University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.